MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, September 12, 2025. A Danvers shooting is under investigation, and the Gloucester mayor race is heating up. Mostly sunny, mid-60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:31 p.m. Buck Anderson writes in the Salem News, in Danvers, police, cruisers, and EMTs rushed to an Avalon Bay Drive apartment at about 3:25 yesterday on a report that a woman had been shot in the neck. The patient was rushed to Beverly Hospital in an ambulance driven by a firefighter, according to scanner traffic. Her condition was not provided. When the Salem News arrived on the scene, the ambulance had transported the victim and the scene was blocked off by four Danvers police cruisers with flashing blue lights and marked off with yellow tape. Spectators were not allowed inside the tape and police declined to answer questions. A number of onlookers was gathered in small groups and at apartment doorways, but none could provide any details of what happened. The Massachusetts State Police Crime Investigation Team had already arrived and was working the scene, along with Danvers investigators. Ethan Foreman writes in the Gloucester Times, the management of Gloucester's budget created some back and forth among the three mayoral candidates during a Greater Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce forum held virtually on Thursday evening. For the first time, Gloucester voters had a chance to see incumbent two-term Mayor Greg Verga, former City Councilor Paul Lundberg, and present City Councilor-at-Large Jeff Worthley spar before Tuesday's preliminary election. The forum was held virtually on Zoom after Verga tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend. Rockport's former town moderator, Robert Visnick, moderated the forum, which included a question about the fiscal management of the city's budget. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Ethan Foreman's reporting in the Gloucester Times, Gloucester schools will be looking for a new leader in the coming year as Superintendent Ben Lummis announced Wednesday his sixth year in the district will be his last. Lummis helped oversee the construction of East Veterans Elementary School on Webster Street and the combining of the kindergarten through fifth grade student bodies, teachers, and staffs of the former East Gloucester and Veterans Memorial Elementary Schools at the new modern school. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, week two of the North Shore High School football season kicks off tonight. Danvers and Salem, both 1-0, meet tonight at Bertram Field in Salem. Other games tonight, Bishop Fenwick at Marblehead, PBD travels to Winchester, Swampscott hosts Lynn English. Masconomet will be traveling to Billerica, Cambridge, Ringe, and Latin is at Saugus. St. John's Prep will be traveling to Marshfield. Watertown is at Ipswich, and Ipswich coach Zach Lampkin is expecting a dogfight.
We played them last year. It went down to the wire. We were going in for, you know, basically a ceiling touchdown. We threw an interception in the end zone, and they ended up marching down and scoring a touchdown, you know, with basically 30 seconds to go in the game. So I definitely have a sour taste in my mouth for this game. So we have a little bit of extra motivation this week. I think they look a little bit better than they did last year. I think their quarterback looks pretty, he looks tough, he looks fast, he looks athletic, he can throw the ball, he throws the ball well on the run. I think they got a couple running backs that run hard, and their linemen, you know, they stay for the most part low, and they look like they can push people around. Defensively, they fly to the ball. They got two really good linebackers up the middle right there that really read their keys well. So, you know, we have to be perfect, and it's going to be a dogfight.
That's Ipswich coach Zach Lampkin. Elsewhere, Wilmington is at Essex Tech. Hamilton Wenham at Brighton, Amesbury at Triton, Newburyport at Bedford. Everett will be hosting Lynn Classical. Today's first game of the day finds St. Mary's meeting Kipp at Manning Field at 4:30 p.m. On Saturday, Haverhill plays at Beverly at 11 a.m., and Gloucester will be traveling to Falmouth for a 1 p.m. game. The Red Sox were off last night. Tonight, they host the Yankees at Fenway Park, and the Patriots play the Dolphins in Miami Sunday afternoon. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.